Hey there. This is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Today, we are talking about betrayal trauma, and the title is, What is My Responsibility? Big, big, big question, guys. Comes up a lot, and it is super hard to stay in your lane as the betrayed partner, okay? Let's just talk first about, like, why is that difficult? Because I need to shower. I mean, like, not just shower, but just, like, dump a load of grace on top of your head right now. Because there are so many reasons why this is a struggle. This is a challenge. It is hard to stay in your lane. Why is it hard? Because your life has been blown up. Your life has been blown up to smithereens. And you are desperate to try to put the pieces back together, to connect the dots, to put pieces of the puzzle together so you know what has happened to you. So I needed to start off this conversation by saying that, like, all the grace in the world, I understand why you safety seek. I understand why you ask for details that are going to haunt you for the rest of your life. I understand why you put tracking devices on people and want to know where they're going and what they're doing, and you feel like that's going to give you a sense of safety, okay? And it's not just a sense of safety that they are or aren't acting out. It's a sense of safety that I'm not crazy, you know? So I get it. It's not just to police and manage the addict or recovering addict. It's to try to communicate clearly to self that I am not crazy. I see what I see. I notice what I notice. And my reality is accurate. Okay. Yes, 100%. This is normal. This is natural, especially in the early stages of trauma. So, like, if you are still doing this and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to turn this off now. She tells me to take that tracking device off this car. You know, I give you grace. I know why it's there. I want you to know why it's there, okay? It is there so that you can try to feel safe, so that you can feel regulated, so that you can manage your anxiety, so that you can feel a sense of predictability in your life that has been destroyed, okay? I just need for you to know why it's there. Because that's the first step to seeing that these behaviors aren't serving you well, okay? They're not serving you well, and it's not your responsibility. that goes back to the title. What is my responsibility? Your responsibility is not to police or manage the other person's behaviors or emotions. Okay? It is not something that is your responsibility, nor is it going to be helpful for you. It long term only increases the trauma bond, and it only makes the connection between you and your partner more dysfunctional and more skewed. It is disconnecting, okay? And of course, I understand after someone's ruined your life, you'd like to disconnect from them, but it's not soothing your nervous system the way you're going about doing it, okay? There are other healthier ways. We've talked about therapeutic separations. There are so many different ways to soothe, not safety seek, but to soothe your nervous system so that you can get your feet back underneath you. You can think clearly again. You can process information and make some decisions that are unique to you, your life, and your relationship. That's what we are offering in recovery, is the opportunity to make clear, grounded, and wise-minded decisions about your own life. Okay? And a lot of people really truly believe they need all the information to do that. And I am here to tell you today that you don't. And people really resist me when I say that. What do you mean I don't need the information about my life to make decisions moving forward? You don't need the details. You know you've been injured. You know you've been hurt. You know you've been betrayed. Most people already know at this point, post-discovery and disclosure, what has happened. Not maybe all the details, but they know how deeply they have been deceived, wronged, manipulated, right? Exploited, taken advantage of, all these things, okay? And that's what we come back to, are the things that matter. Those things matter. How you have been hurt, wronged, injured, betrayed, and deceived matters. All the details that went into it can wind up causing more harm to you, and that's not fair. It is not fair. So oftentimes in early recovery from betrayal trauma, we're trying to kind of like protect you from your nervous system and also completely understand why you want to go down that road, right? So it is not your responsibility to police or manage. And that dynamic shift, that separation I'm talking about, it's not healthy for you either, because it oftentimes shifts the relationship into this parent-child relationship where you become more of the parent, or you become more of like the teacher, or you become more of the authoritarian, right? And it can really cause, a lot of challenges in the relationship. And ultimately, like, that's not what you're looking for. You're seeking on a much deeper level, like love and connection, okay? Trust and intimacy. And this is not the way to achieve it. All right. So let me say what you are not responsible for. You're not responsible for policing them, like I just said, but you're also not responsible for any aspect of their recovery. They have to do that. It is about them. It is for them, first and foremost. I will go over the 5 priorities of recovery for them and for you. Okay? So the first priority is sobriety. The second priority is serenity. The third priority is establishing self, a sense of self. And then it is family. And then it is vocation or school. Those are your priorities in that order. Okay. And if both the betrayed partner and the recovering addict are working those priorities, they might become independent, you know, of each other, independent nervous systems that can wind up building a healthy relationship later. Right. So their recovery is abso-freaking-lutely on them, 100% their responsibility. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't encourage check-ins. You get to ask, how are they doing? I mean, would we not ask that? Would we not like them to ask us? You know, look at me in the eyes. How are you doing really? Because I genuinely love and care for you, right? So yes, schedule check-ins, preferably not the day of therapy. You know, after the dust settles is really the best time to schedule your check-ins, but do check in. And check in on some of the things that you've noticed, some of your fears, some of your anxieties, you know, some of the observations that might have been triggering for you. Check in with them, but make it about you. Make it about you. I mean, they have to do the same thing. They're supposed to make it about them, their recovery. And so in doing so, they're sharing with you, like, I'm going to 2 meetings a week, 1 virtual, 1 in person. I'm going to therapy this week. My therapy went really well. We were working on my outer circle. And so in doing that, I decided that I'd take a walk in the evenings with you just as a way to, you know, work on my outer circle. So that's what a check-in is supposed to look like for them to you. It's not details of what they did in active addiction. It's what are they doing in their recovery? That creates safety. That's what's super important, is what are you doing to make sure this never happens again? It's also an opportunity for you to reiterate what your boundaries are if this ever happens again. If they relapse into full-blown addiction, what is your boundary? Okay. A great opportunity to remind them of that, especially as you are more affirmed and more grounded in, you know, that being exactly what you're going to do. Okay. Should this occur again? Because everybody knows in their heart, maybe not in their mind, they might still be in denial, but everybody knows if they have another round in them, you know, and that kind of shifts and changes from week to week. But check-ins are a great time to kind of go through that, to restate and reset boundaries and to listen to what they're doing and really listen to yourself internally and be like, does that make me feel safer? You know, am I starting to trust again? Am I noticing changes in this person that interest me, that excite me, that kind of maybe I thought this would never happen? So pay attention to that. It's really, really important. So managing their recovery is not your responsibility, but you definitely want to know what's going on in their recovery, and building that sense of relationship, connection, and safety is very, very important. What is your responsibility is your own recovery and healing. To sit in this space of it's completely 100% their problem, has absolutely nothing to do with me. You know what? You're right. It is their addiction, their responsibility to take care of, you know, their recovery. And no, it might not have to do with you in the sense that you caused it in any way, but it has wounded you deeply. And to pretend that it has not is not serving you well. Okay. And so, yeah, it is their problem. And no, it wasn't because you were doing or not doing something. Okay. I don't care what you were doing or not doing. It doesn't warrant someone betraying you to that degree. You're absolutely right. And it's a big AND. You matter. This has hurt you. And let's accept that so that you can move into your own process of recovery. All right. So I know this is kind of a short episode, but I just wanted to talk briefly about how to stay in your own lane. Okay. And how important it is to focus on your own peace, and how also important it is not to overcompensate any longer. Okay. For an addict that is shifting into recovery, it's important that you disconnect from that, you know, overcompensating, kind of like drilling and trying to figure out things, because it's not serving you well. It's also not your shame to carry. And so that's another responsibility of yours, is to make sure that you are shedding any shame that you have been carrying, sometimes for decades, for your addict. not your shame, not your shame. And you have been, in some ways, protecting their shame, and that's got to stop. Okay. All right, guys. Thanks so much for showing up. And if you like this episode, please, 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 please take 20 seconds to share it with as many people as you think it will positively impact, because that's what we're here. We're here to make a direct and positive impact on the lives of you and others. So please take a moment to review and share, and visit our website if you want to take a deeper dive, www.lightninginabottle.biz. We do have a course on intimacy betrayal, and it's there for the taking if you're interested. All right. Thanks so much. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Alrighty, my friend, you know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWaves Phototherapy Patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWaves X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/Andrea Epting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast. Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create. Only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.